Page 131. Minimalist music.
On his website, Philip Glass's music from this period is elegantly described as immersing a listener in a sort of sonic weather that twists, turns, surrounds, develops. When he sat down to talk about a newly released retrospective of his work, Philip Glass was a bit more plain spoken.
This is what people used to call the needle stuck in the groove music.
Was that descriptive, or complimentary? I think
it was meant pejoratively, but the point is that the kind of attention that we pay to music is a little bit different with this music, because events happen in the music, but rather more slowly than you're used to. So it's like taking a microscope and looking at something very close up, and you'll see things that you never would have seen before. That kind of happens to music when you slow down the rate of change. The music isn't slow, but the rate of change is slow.
I just wonder, when critics don't like your music, they can be pretty...
Oh, they get very mean. Now, here's the thing, Renee, that you have to remember. Though we were vilified, and I particularly, you know, as the composer, by certain parts of the press, at the same time, we got huge amounts of attention. Without that kind of reaction, I doubt that we would have had the kind of public that we ended up with. People got curious about us, you know. I mean, if it was so bad, how bad, you know, what was it, you know?
So you would want to thank the headline writer Absolutely. In the early 70s who wrote, I'm just reading one of the music of Philip Glass called Sonic Torture.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that was one of her favorite ones.
Copyright NPR.